What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me now in studio from MTV's Jersey Shore and a double shot at love. Vinny Guadagnino, what's going on, man?
Yo, good to see you, brother.
Good to see you, too. It's been a minute.
I know, it's been. You did like all our first interviews back in the day and everything. So.
I remember that.
Yeah,
I remember
full circle. Still here.
Exactly. Still here. Good for you, because a lot of people around that time aren't.
Yeah, we weren't for a minute, you know, because the show was off, and then they brought back Jersey Shore, and then, you know, it's been on a run since.
It's pretty fascinating how it's kind of come full circle,
yeah,
like
full
you said.
Circle.
So you're in shape, man. You look good.
Thank you. Yeah. Finally.
What inspired this new lifestyle?
You know, they call me the Keto Guido because I'm like a big advocate for the keto diet, which is really just like I stop eating sugar and bread and pasta. Like I'm from an Italian family. All the pasta and the bread, it was like too much for me. So yeah. I cut that out and actually like meat and vegetables and
wow,
good, yeah.
Good for you. That's a lot of discipline.
But the Keto Guido page has like 700,000 followers, that page alone, just because people are so interested in it and what it's a big trend.
That's
right
your
now.
Page, the Keto Guido?
Yeah.
Very
it's
clever.
My side page, yeah.
Is there a specific keto person? Is it like one, like the original keto?
Well,
did you have to like break off the original keto? Is there an alliance?
I'm kind of like one of the only like, I don't know, popular people that does it.
Like the keto thing?
Yeah, like someone on, I don't want to call myself a celebrity, but you know what I mean? Like,
whatever. Yeah. Person with a platform.
Yeah, exactly. But before that, I mean, it's similar to like the Atkins diet and sort of like paleo-ish.
Right.
So it's not like completely out of nowhere, you know?
Yeah, but Keto Guido works. That's a brilliant
Yeah, because
title.
I was on Jersey Shore and I was like eating these like the cheese off the pizza because
right.
we could eat cheese on keto and not the bread part. So like I will literally destroy a pizza. Like you give me a pizza, I'll just, like a pelican, just eat the pizza off, the cheese off of it.
Yeah.
And then everyone was like, Keto Guido, and it became like this big thing.
It became a thing. See, we get along great because I like the bread part itself.
I like it too, but
yeah,
I like it too much.
I know. Yeah. My wife's Italian, and I can imagine with not having the homemade pasta.
Sundays.
That's our deal.
Sundays.
Exactly. Oh, it's the worst.
Come on.
Right there.
I don't let it go forever.
Yeah. No, keep it up. You look good. And so much so, you joined Chippendales in Vegas.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So how did that come about? And are you stripping down? Is there choreography? Or tell me about it.
I mean, they reached out and they asked, maybe because of like the whole Keto Guido lifestyle. They knew, because I was like, once you feel yourself a little bit, you start posting more like selfless, shirtless selfies and stuff. So I kind of became like, you know, known for that. And then they reached out. And I wasn't really like against it. I was a little apprehensive because like I thought it was like a male strip club.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not a stripper. Once I saw the show. Now I'm a stripper. I love it. I've been calling myself that. But now that I saw the show, I'm like, yo, it's an actual show. Like there's like choreography. It's funny.
It's a whole production.
They sing, they play the guitar. Like it's a dope thing. So I don't know. I like the stage. I love a live audience in front of me. So it's a really perfect fit, you know, and I rip my shirt off a couple times. I'm like the host.
Yeah.
So like I'll come out, hype up the crowd. I'll have like little acts throughout, but they're really doing like the heavy lifting.
How long's your run?
5 weeks through May 26th.
Look at that. In the summertime. Well, congrats.
Yeah. I'm like living in Vegas, like in a condo, like coming to LA. It's dope.
And your boy, Pauly D.
Yeah.
I know he spends a lot of time.
He lives in Vegas.
He lives in Vegas now, right? Because he was doing the residency.
Well, he lives there. He does residencies at Dre's, but he also travels everywhere. He picked Vegas just because he likes it. And Ronnie lives there too.
Yeah. Oh, so, wow. Yeah. He lives there.
We're all
too.
Moving to Vegas. Yeah.
Look at that. Hey, you don't have to pay the state tax.
Exactly. No state tax,
right?
No traffic, cheap.
Right. Speaking of Pauly D, double shot at love. You guys stay in touch even when the show went off and they are for a while?
Me and Pauly did. The rest of us kind of didn't. You know, we fell out of it. But, you know, then we got to an age where we're like humble and like, let's all talk to each other again. I don't know if you ever felt that, but like some people you used to work with, you know, you just kind of. I don't know if it's ego or whatever, but like you don't really talk as much, you know? And then we all came together like, yo, what are we doing? And then we actually, by us coming together in our real life, it brought back the Jersey Shore show because we're talking to the producer. We were like fighting for it. And now we're all best of friends.
That's good. That's good to hear, man. That's fun. Double Shot at Love. Tell me about it.
So Double Shot at Love is me and Pauly's show because me and Pauly always wanted to do a show together. We have like the strongest bromance. And we're doing a dating show where we're living in a house with 20 women, like the we live in the house. Bachelor doesn't do that, but it's a dating competition show where we live in the house and we do like these challenges and we
go on with the women
in the house. Yeah. like no makeup on, like just, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Yo, you like, get to like, see like, warts
we,
yeah, and all.
Exactly, yeah, exactly, exactly. And then we like eliminate, you know, them one by one. And then at the end, we're, I can't say, but we're hoping to find love.
So what if he eliminates someone you're interested in? You're in,
yes.
Can he, does that happen? Or well, are you in unison every time these eliminations
No,
are made?
I mean, in the beginning, it's more unison because it's like, we can see who the crazy ones are.
Right.
But then like little by little, it starts to get hard because like, I want to keep this girl. It's like, I want to keep this girl. Sometimes the same girl likes both of us.
Yeah.
And we like the same girl. So we have to like figure out like, yeah, yo, like, what are we going to do?
Was it like a competition? You guys,
it was like a competition.
No, but was it like in The Bachelor, like a physical competition?
Well, whenever, me and Paulie.
Because you know, they have that at The Bachelor. You have to win something.
Yeah. Like you have to go outside and race.
Right,
or
exactly. No, you do. They have something. Like
every episode, we have a thing. Like this episode that's airing, I don't know when this airs, but the next episode, we're suspended over a tub of hair gel. And the first person to let go falls in, and then the other person that's hanging there gets to like win a date for the night with a woman.
Paulie gonna let go right off the top just because he wants.
Yeah, he's like, yo, I feel comfortable in hair gel.
And the person who falls in emerges with great hair.
That's exactly, hilarious. Yeah. So ultimately, I mean, is it just someone you want to hang with? There's no stakes, like you got to get married or anything. There's no proposal.
No, I think the world, it's safe. I can't really give away a lot, but it's safe to say, you know, it's a little different than The Bachelor, where like I think they're going in there, like someone's getting engaged at the end, you know. This is like the informal ratchet version of The Bachelor.
Got it. The ratchet fun
and
Vegas
I
version.
Will watch that.
Yes, exactly. I say like The Bachelor is like filet mignon, you know. It's like beautiful and fancy, and everyone needs pizza once in a while, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. So, but you said you get rid of the crazy ones are the fun ones.
That's
what
well actually
Vegas.
No,
I'd be conflicted.
You're right, we did keep a couple just there because they're crazy. It was funny. But a lot of the crazy ones eliminated themselves in the beginning.
Oh god,
they
got
started
it.
Spinning out of control.
Now I read that it's pretty you've been pretty prolific when it comes to hooking up. How do you break the ice when you first meet a woman?
I mean, it's different. I mean, sometimes like if I'm out somewhere where they know who I am,
right?
Like the club appearances, right, and stuff
that
like
makes
that.
It a lot easier.
It's just, yeah, that's what I grew up with, you know, right, just like for 10 years just doing that. But now, like, you know, you always like, you're tired of that, you grow out of it, and
sure,
you start to go for girls that are like out of your league and stuff. You know, a lot of times nowadays, just DMs.
Oh, so are you a big
sliding in the DM?
A big digital guy? Like you?
Yeah, that's kind of why we did this show too, is because like, I wasn't dating before this. I would slide in the DMs. Yeah. I would say like, yo, what up? Like, you know, send a little, like the two eyes, you know, like the two look,
the
two looking eyes. And that was it. We want to meet up, you know, so it wasn't ever like
that's
really
tight.
Where you get to meet somebody though, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. That's like low key, no effort, but at the same time.
That's
I
the
mean,
world
I,
now. The
I
world.
I know.
It's just DMs. And
dude,
then you meet up and then like.
I'm married, so I got to live vicariously through you, player.
Dude, you missed the DM, the DM generation.
Yeah. The lazy as hell
everyone,
generation.
Oh, so lazy. Everyone always asks like, what's your dating app? And our dating app is Instagram.
Yeah,
you
right?
know, because that's how everyone talks to each other.
I'd be like Pete Rose sliding in everywhere. Head first slides.
Michael Phelps just...
Right, exactly.
You just said for the last 10 years. Has it really been 10 years since the first season of Jersey Shore?
Yeah, 2009.
Yes,
that's crazy.
He's actually right, because when I started my show Extra, they were one of the first people that interviewed.
Insane.
I remember that.
Dude,
so.
You used to interview us all the time.
All the time, remember?
Funny. We did this thing once. It was one of my favorite things. You were like hosting it, but it was, I don't know. We did some like, I feel like we were reenacting some old movie scenes or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. We did like a million things back in the day. But
yeah, no, yeah. It was cool. Everybody was always real cool. I liked everybody. Yeah. It was real nice too. Have you kept in touch with Situation?
Yeah. So Situation's in prison. He gets out in September.
Yeah.
But there's an app where you can like talk to the prisoners.
Is there an app now?
Yeah.
Look at that.
So you're sliding into his DMs.
Sliding into Mike's DMs. And,
I need that for my uncles.
Yeah. Well, is it federal? Because it's federal.
No, it's state.
Maybe they don't have
it. They don't do it in state.
No.
Okay.
Good
question.
Those are like serious criminals. Mike's like in like a nice prison.
Yeah, he's hanging out with Billy McFarland out there, right?
He's not hanging out with him. He's in the same one as him, but right. He is friends with the guy that was part of the whole hacking that hacked all like the celebrities' nudes.
Oh,
like
right.
the Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah. So he's talking about.
That's actually probably better than hanging out with Billy McFarlane.
You could probably pick up a lot. I mean, say what you want about Billy too, but he's a bright guy. He's shady. Well, can you imagine? Obviously, but he's got to know some. You know.
Yeah.
In federal prison, can you imagine all the stuff you can learn? Like right. these are not. Yeah. These are all geniuses.
Some great
all,
tax guys. That
they're accountants. They're doctors. They're right, like this. Exactly. You're not like just with like. You know what I mean?
They're all guys
people.
Who almost got away with it. So you take that knowledge, right. and then you go
right. Exactly. Situation's going to come out and just start his own business. Yeah. And start blowing up.
Exactly.
When is he coming out?
So he gets out in September, but hopefully he could do like some early time, and you know he can get out next month if, because he's been in this.
Because usually in federal they make you do all most of the time.
Most of it, but I mean he's been in there for 5 months already. Mm-hmm. So like you know now it's like that last stretch part. Yeah. So come on. Give him chip away a little bit. Not because you do
he'll
programs.
He'll be
too.
Home for the holidays.
You do programs like if you like go to school in there and stuff. They take away time.
Yeah,
so
right.
Hopefully,
he
gets out early.
What does he say about it? Because we read some article recently and said he was having the time of his life.
No. That's how. That's
He's
what
gonna come out all rested.
That's what. Click, first of all, yeah.
We assumed it wasn't true.
I want to go for like 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, 2 weeks. Relax. Go to the gym every. He goes to the gym twice a day. You know, he like gets a full night's sleep.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
This is not my life right now. My life is like the opposite of that.
Right.
But no, that's like clickbait because
of
like
course.
Me and Paulie or someone would be doing an interview. I'd be like, yeah, Mike's doing great. You know, and he's having the time of his life. And the next thing you know, it's like
it's a whole
Mike's
story. Yeah.
Time. I don't want to discredit like he's in prison. You know what I mean?
Course.
It's not fun, but. You know, it's federal and it's, you know, it's like, it's a little more chiller, I think.
Yeah. No,
you
absolutely.
Said, you said he's going to the gym twice a day.
He does. Yeah.
Is he working in the laundry department and does he get to tan?
Ooh.
He gets an hour. He should get an hour at the yard.
Honestly, GTL would be the easiest place in prison.
Right?
Yeah. Because you're going to the gym.
Yeah.
you're doing laundry. It's the only things you're doing. And we were, when we filmed,
it was GTL 7 days a week.
That's why we called the GTL because we were in like prison. Like if you ever filmed like a reality show, it's like you can't do
you're
anything.
You're pretty limited,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you like sequester. You can't do anything. So like, all right, what are we going to do? Go to the gym, go tanning and do laundry. And then
that's
became
awesome.
Yeah.
Jersey Shore Family Vacation's been renewed for a third season. Congrats, man. So you're doing two shows now. Has it started filming yet or are you wrapped up?
So that show, we filmed like half of it when it comes to like Mike going to prison, his wedding. We didn't air that stuff yet, so that's going to be on the season 3, and now we're still filming like the rest of season 3.
Got it.
So it's like everyone has kids now, so it's not the same where they used to just lock us in a house for 2 months.
Yeah.
Now it's like we do it over like a year time and we meet up and we do like a 5-day trip. Like we're going to be, you know what I mean? So
right. So we got that to look forward to.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, all right?
Yeah.
Go-to karaoke song.
Ring of Fire, Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Last movie you saw in theaters?
In theaters? I think the Mule with
Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, Clint Eastwood. Yeah.
Okay. Ideal first date?
Nick game. Well, no. She don't. She don't
have to talk to her that much. You're watching the game.
Yeah, honestly, I would always go to nickname, but she don't nickname. But she might not deserve that right away. Like I have to earn that
first date. Yeah,
it's gonna
work
up to that
first date. honestly, it depends, but I'm going to say coffee because like I need to feel you out. It's quick. And then we go from there. Yeah.
Celebrity crush growing up.
Oh, this is going to sound weird, but I don't have one, but the Spice Girls.
Yeah.
That works.
Like name all of them.
I don't know why I was obsessed. I had a poster of them on my wall. Like it was my first love.
Nothing wrong with that.
I wasn't like singing their songs like, hey, you know what I mean? But like, I loved them.
Yeah, just to look at them.
Yeah. Right. I was like infatuated.
Favorite late night snack.
I don't eat snacks, bro. Come on.
You're the keto guy.
If I had to though, like on Sunday after on the cheat day, I usually go for some Cool Ranch Doritos. Like after the whole cheat day is over.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I want to just polish it off with that last thing.
With some Cool Ranch.
It's Cool Ranch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Time travel destination. Go back anywhere for a week.
I don't know. The 70s look pretty lit.
Yeah. Oh, I'm with you on that. Yeah. That's mine. Well, watch Double Shot at Love Thursdays on MTV. You can follow him on Instagram at Vinny Guadagnino. Thanks for stopping by, man.
Thanks, brother.
Good to see you.
Good seeing you again.
On with Mario Lopez.